comfortable are you with this new look secondary? Obviously, guys have talked about this being an upgrade.
I'm very comfortable. You know, when you got guys on the outside that are holding their own and you don't mind leaving them on an island, and then you put Walter Thurman next to me who's making plays and is instinctual and has played a lot of football, it takes a little bit of the burden off of me being the quarterback of the secondary when you got guys that you know put in the work and know what they're doing and you can hold them accountable. So this spring and in the first couple practices we have so far have been really good. I think we're starting to gel a little bit as a unit, getting some new guys in some young guys too that are getting some reps and are fitting in well. You know, and everybody's willing to compete day in and day out, and I think that's a good mentality to have when we're trying to be the best unit in this league. And you know, every day we come out here and lay it on the line.
Are you guys better off, in your opinion, today with this new look secondary than you were when you guys last played a game?
I mean, I think so. I think if you take the guys that we have right now with the work that we put in, I think we're better than we were at the last few games last year. And, you know, whether that be with upgrades or just the understanding of the defense, I just think we are one step ahead of where we were last year, especially even this time last year.
What is it that young players, you got a lot of, obviously, in the secondary, new young players, what is it that they have to learn and do to kind of get to where they have to be able to get on the field?
Well, the biggest thing is it's just really two things. It's building up the confidence in themselves to go out and perform, believe that, you know, they're here for a reason, they're talented enough, and that they can go out and compete against whoever we line up against. And then the second part is just the nuances of their particular role in the defense. You know, some of these guys have been, you know, the number one corners or safeties wherever they've been at in school, but we might ask them to come play the nickel role, and they got to be the best nickel on the team for us. And, you know, that's what we're going to demand out of them, and that's what we expect them to understand. And so the faster that they can wrap their minds around their role, the better we are, you know, because, you know, I play safety in this thing. As much as I would like to play corner sometimes, you know, they don't need me to be a corner in this scheme. They need me to be the best safety out here. And so I think we've got guys that understand how they're going to fit in this defense, and the better we are individually at our own positions, the better we are as a unit.
There's been a lot of talk about playing more press. If that happens to be the case, what kind of mentality does that kind of bring toward a defense? Does it change anything? Does it make you feel more aggressive? Does it? I mean, there's still a bit of daring in that kind of approach.
Well, you know, we try to play a lot. Well, we played a lot of press last year, and that's always been really what we wanted to do. I just think we're better at it right now. You know, offense is all about spacing and timing, and press throws off spacing and timing. And when we have a front like we do, I think from a secondary standpoint, we know we don't have to cover long, you know, and we have faith in the guys, you know, through technique and ability that we can line up and press against whoever we play against. And, you know, it's definitely a more aggressive style of defense, but when you have the talent and you have the technique, it's really not that much of a risk.
How much does Corey talk about opening the gate last year?
That's all we talk about. Yeah, it's, you know, if we're going to get up and press, we don't want to be imposters where we go to the line of scrimmage and then let you have a free run. If we're going to move up, you know, we want to put our hands on you and disrupt you at the line of scrimmage and get some hands on. And that's something that we didn't do well last year. We tried to play a lot of press, but with bad technique, we just had guys running down the sideline, and that's where those big plays come from.
The boy can trade, can be looked at as a stood out to you with
any lot? I think a lot of the guys have really stepped up, and they've been competing. I think Shepard's probably been the one that's stood out the most. You know, he's the last 2 days gotten reps with the ones at the nickel position, and hadn't missed a beat. He knows what he's doing, and that's the most encouraging thing, especially from a rookie this early in camp. Usually you have a lot of mental errors, haven't been any yet. Now it's just about kind of teaching them the tricks of the trade, how to use your leverage, how to use your help, the different tools and different coverages. But, you know, all of them have really been out there competing. Eric Rose played well. We've had a bunch of the guys really just come out and play hard. And so, you know, each day they're going to have to compete because, you know, we only have a certain amount of spots. And as much talent as we have with these veterans and younger players, we can't keep everybody. So, you know, every day We're competing against our offense and against ourselves, essentially.
Last two questions.
If you look at Nolan Schiff, it was both praised for the offseason. What did he do behind the scenes that we don't see?
Well, I think it's just been, in all phases of his preparation has been outstanding. We talk about the weight room, the film room, what he's doing as far as his technique. He's, he's being coachable. So, in the weight room, he's probably had the best offseason out of all the DBs. You know, we're competing every day, and he's probably one of our strongest and most explosive DBs we have. Then we come out here, and he's taking the coach, and he's changed his entire technique as far as pressing. He's doing what Corey Underlin is asking them to do. He's being very, very disciplined in that technique. He's competing every day. He's in the film room. He's participating. He knows what he's doing. And it showed up on the tape. Yesterday he had an awesome day, and it's continuing today, and we expect big things out of him. So, coming into the year, we knew that there was going to be some competition for that other corner spot, and I think he saw his opportunity and he's taking full advantage of it.
Now, what changes when the pads go on as they will tomorrow?
So what changes?
Yeah.
Obviously the intensity goes up a little bit, and tomorrow we'll have some fans out there, so guys won't want to get embarrassed and want to show out a little bit, but. At the end of the day, it's still all about technique. It's not like we're going to go live and be taking each other to the ground. It's, it's for a defensive back. You don't want to put the pads on and all of a sudden change something. It's still all about your technique, your finish, your competing. But it's real football. You get to put the pads on for the first time since the season ended. You want to feel that those collisions and some of those live reps. But it just makes it fun. You just when football's back.
Some of the new personnel allows you to play press more, whether it be Maxwell or the three rookie DBs, as opposed to, say, Bradley or Carey last season?
I think we're going to play press just as much. I think we're just going to be better at it. And I think with the personnel we added and, our technique that we're focusing on with our new coach.
He's emphasizing.
Yeah, that's all we're working on, because we had tight coverage last year. We were really good in completion percentage, but was obvious we gave up too many big plays. And when you go back and look at the tape, it's really most of the time just bad technique. And so our press technique is what we're going to emphasize, because we're going to play just as much press as we did last year. That's how this defense is, and that's why we brought in guys like Maxwell. That's why Nolan Carroll's in there, because these guys can play press, and we're very confident in their ability. No problem.